Authentic Real English from the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听地道英语节目，我是杨丽。
I'm William Cramer.
What's our phrase today, William?
I don't know.
William, 你怎么唉声叹气的？怎么了？
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
No, come on. I can see something is not right. What's wrong?
Well, if you must know, it's Tigger. He's died.
Tigger 死了? Tigger 是谁呢?
Tigger was my beautiful cat. He was my best friend. I suppose you could say that.I'm going to miss his stripy face in the morning. And his purr. Yeah, I'm going to miss that. But you know, these things happen. I shouldn't get so upset.
啊、哦、原来是这样啊。宠物死了的时候我们当然会很伤心了。William, I think it's normal to be very sad when a pet dies.
No, it's not. It's silly. Getting upset over an animal. I'm not a baby. I should grow up.
但是或许你应该说一说你对 Tigger 的感受，说出来可能会好受一点。You might find it helpful to talk about your feelings for Tigger, William.
No, Lee. I hate all of that touchy-feely stuff.
Touchy-feely?
Yeah, if something is touchy-feely, it is very emotional. If you are a touchy-feely person, you don't mind talking about your feelings and maybe actually hugging people.
啊，我知道了。Touchy-feely 这个词啊，是描述情感方面的一个表达。如果说一个人 touchy-feely， 意思就是说呢，这个人情感比较外露，喜欢谈自己的感受，有点婆婆妈妈的，甚至喜欢搂搂抱抱什么的。如此看来 ，touchy-feely 这个词有点贬义，是不是
？Yeah, a little bit. Let's hear a couple of examples of it in use.
Do you know?I never once saw my mum and dad kiss or hug.
Really? Gosh, that seems incredible.
But I think they really loved each other. They just weren't all touchy-feely about it.
Did you go to that drama group?
Yeah, I don't think I'll go again.
Oh, why not?
Well, the acting was fine, but...It's all that touchy-feely stuff they do that I don't like.
啊，听听你们这些英国人，难道你们就不能表达一下自己的感受和情感吗？
Well, you might be right about that, Lee. We're not famous for talking about our feelings. Now, before we finish, I have heard this phrase, touchy-feely, being used in a very different way too. Listen to this.
I love your sweater.
Thanks.
It's so soft. I love this material. It's so touchy-feely.
Okay. Shall I take it off and then you can touch it properly?
在刚才的例子里呢 touchy-feely 这个词用来描述材料的手感 The sort of material that is nice to stroke. 摸起来手感不错
Yeah, nice to stroke. Just like Tigger used to be.I'm going to miss stroking Tigger. The way he used to purr, Lee. And sometimes he would bring me a little present, you know, a dead mouse or maybe a little bird. So thoughtful.
It's okay to cry, you know, William.
No touchy-feely stuff, Lee.
啊、oh, ，好好好，我服你了，我得撤了。我们下次节目再会。
Bye.
Authentic Real English from the BBC.